Once upon a time, there was a shark named Shark and an octopus named Octopus. They were the best of friends, and their underwater adventures were the stuff of legend. One clear day, Shark had a brilliant idea. "Hey Octopus," Shark said, "why don't you come over for a sleepover at my place tonight? It's going to be a whale of a time." Octopus's eyes lit up with excitement. "A sleepover? That sounds like a fantastic idea. But I've never had a sleepover before." Octopus was a bit nervous to do something new, but remembered that he always had fun with Shark, and trying new things was fun. "Shark, I'm in," said Octopus. As the sun dipped below the horizon, Octopus swam over to Shark's cozy underwater cave. Shark had prepared an array of fun games for their sleepover. As the sun dipped below the horizon, Octopus swam over to Shark's cozy underwater cave. Shark had prepared an array of fun games for their sleepover. They played hide-and-seek in the colorful corals, had a thrilling game of seaweed tag, and even tried to outswim the dolphins in a race. Laughter echoed through the ocean as they enjoyed their games. By the time the games were done, they're both feeling pretty hungry. Shark whipped up a delicious dinner. Octopus was amazed at Shark's culinary skills and gobbled up every last bite. With their bellies full, they decided it was time to settle down for the night. But Octopus was feeling a little nervous. "I've never had a sleepover before. I'm not sure I can sleep in someone else's house." Shark, always a caring friend, reassured Octopus. "Don't worry, Octopus. I've got a trick that helps me fall asleep when I'm away from home. Let's try counting remora together." Octopus perked up, eager to learn more about Shark's secret. "Counting remora? How does that work?" Shark explained. "Remora are those small fish that like to attach themselves to bigger fish, like us. We'll count them to help you relax. Just close your eyes and imagine each remora as you count them. When we reach 10, you'll be so sleepy, you won't even notice you're not at home. Like this. 1 remora. 2 remora. 3 remora." Octopus nodded and closed his eyes. "Okay, Shark, let's give it a try." They began to count together. 1 remora. 2 remora. 3 remora. 4 remora. 5 remora. The rhythmic counting and the gentle sway of the ocean helped Octopus start to feel more at ease. As they reached 10 remora, Octopus was indeed feeling very sleepy. He yawned and said, "Shark, you were right. Counting remora really does help. Good night." Shark smiled. "Sweet dreams, Octopus." octopus drifted into a peaceful slumber, realizing that sleeping at someone else's house could be quite enjoyable after all. The night passed, and when the first rays of the morning sunlight filtered into the underwater cave, Octopus woke up feeling refreshed and happy. He stretched his 8 tentacles and exclaimed, "Shark, that was the best sleepover ever. Thanks for teaching me how to count remora." Shark chuckled. "I'm glad he had a great time, Octopus. But now, what should we do to start our day?" Octopus thought for a moment, and then he said, "I have a fantastic idea. Let's do the tentacle wiggle dance to wake up. It's my favorite way to start the day." Shark was curious, but willing to give it a try. Octopus showed him the tentacle wiggle dance. Octopus flapped his tentacles every which way, and Shark wiggled his tail, trying to keep up. It was a hilarious and energizing way to start the day. They looked at each other with big smiles. They had learned something very valuable from each other during their sleepover. Octopus had discovered the magic of counting remora to fall asleep peacefully away from home. And Shark had learned the fun of the tentacle wiggle dance as a morning ritual. And they both learned that trying new things can be a lot of fun. They couldn't wait for their next big adventure together in the deep blue sea.